Good morning. It's Thursday, June 18th, 2026, and today's theme is trust, or the lack of it. Governments don't trust the U.S. to keep AI models accessible. Americans don't trust AI to benefit society, and enterprises still can't trust AI enough to move it out of pilot. Let's get into it. At the G7 summit yesterday, France's Macron and India's Modi confronted U.S. officials over AI access. Macron warned that if the U.S. can turn off the switch on American AI models overnight, it harms European economies and damages the AI companies themselves. This follows the Trump administration blocking Anthropic from exporting its Mythos 5 and Fable 5 models on national security grounds. G7 leaders are now floating a trusted partner scheme to guarantee allied nations continued access. A new Pew Research study drops a bombshell. Only 16% of Americans believe AI will have a positive impact on society over the next 20 years. About 40% say it will be negative. Nearly two-thirds think AI is moving too fast. The irony? A quarter of Americans use AI chatbots every single day. People are using it. They just don't trust it. ChatGPT leads with 44% of adults, Gemini at 24, Copilot at 17, and Meta AI at 14. World model startup Odyssey just hit unicorn status. A $310 million Series B at a $1.45 billion valuation, backed by Amazon, AMD Ventures, and GV. The startup captures the physical world with cameras and simulates it with accurate physics for robotics, gaming, and video generation. Amazon's involvement means AWS becomes the preferred cloud and they'll target Trainium chips, a direct challenge to NVIDIA. Pramana Labs raised $27 million from Kozla Ventures to bring formal verification to AI. They layer deterministic checks on top of standard LLMs using the Lean programming language. Targeting law, drug discovery, and tax, where hallucinations are costly. Former IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel is already advising on the tax module. Big talent news. Noam Shazir, co-lead of Google Gemini, has joined OpenAI. After two decades at Google, co-founding Character AI, and returning to Google for $2.7 billion, he's now crossing the aisle. When one of Gemini's architects moves to OpenAI, the model race gets even more interesting. Adobe announced AI assistants for Photoshop and Premiere, a Firefly studio that remembers your brand assets, and a collaboration with Disney Imagineering. Adobe is fighting to be the AI creative layer for professional teams, and Anthropic became the first AI startup to join the Frontier Carbon Removal Coalition, a meaningful signal as AI data centers face growing community resistance nationwide. One business idea to close. The Pew data showing 84% of Americans skeptical of AI opens a lane for an AI trust audit consultancy. Target mid-market companies deploying AI in healthcare, finance, or HR. Offer third-party certification that a deployment is transparent, accurate, and explainable. With regulators circling and public trust at historic lows, a credible, trustworthy AI stamp is something companies will pay for. That's your briefing for June 18th. The AI industry is moving fast, but the world is asking it to earn some trust first. Have a great day.